The Shusav Mori. I'm holding my Simon Kofir Ches by Sif Yod. You leave a goy in your house. We have a sukkah over here, and as the Farshim discussed, the Svam is Manenu, that leaving a goy behind in your house. That means discussing cleaning ladies, and live-ins, and babysitters, and housekeepings, and any domestic help, we have a baya of leaving a goy behind. Now, over here we're focusing on one concept in the get to the idea of food. But once the people discuss the sugya get to food, they discuss numerous issues, and just discuss and bring out the issues that come out when you have a cleaning lady, a housekeeper in your house. Go through different cases. Mentioned 12 things that the Svarim bring down. I gave out some copies yesterday, but the Svarim discussed about some 12 issues that come up constantly when you have these housekeepers or these live-ins staying by you. First thing is going to get to the achila, which really our sugya. They get to the concept of bishul. Sugya first, the simkuvi gimel, the idea of bishul akum. That means one of the reasons why you want domestic help is to cook for you, makes life easier for you. They point out the get to bishul akum, something that's not that is oila shulchan malachim, and not nechol chai. Today practically there's command no eitz of what to go do. It used to be before the year 2000, people had pilot lights. There were tzuru for what to be semichon, there was ramah in the basis role. The command is that there's command nothing you can be semichon, and therefore you, if you let a goy get around the food and do bishul akum, your kelim of etzim are treif.
The oven on 100
or make it a little higher. Okay, but it's not too practical. You can leave, come back, and want for supper at night. That's the only 80 seconds, making higher. Okay, that's what you eat. Not too practical. And anyway, she might show up, make it higher, semichon that, the shlotim. That means you have one issue mitzvah to give bishul akum. Very practical, and therefore what the Svam say, today going to help out, cooking is a big problem. Number one, mitzvah bishul. Number two, let's say you lit the fire, you're saying. Why don't you put on 100, you put on beforehand, and they're around, you're around. You have nothing by it when they cook, the idea of basar b'cholo, bring treifas inside, that's the second issue. A third issue is, even after cooking, maybe the hours to get a switching. They'll take out yours, put in their own spices and their own ingredients inside. Yeah. They like what you have, and they'll put in their things that they themselves bought. A fourth thing is, after fine, they made the food. Someone has to clean up, and someone has to wash the dishes. Well, you have sponges on the flashing side, sponges on the milk side. They mix it too. You get involved with is a poigim using soap, hot water, dishwasher. They put inside the flashing and milk. You have to be very careful of washing the dishes over here. A fifth thing brought down to get to achila is you have wine. People want me machmir, especially on Shabbos, not to have yain that's mevushal. Therefore, if you have any wine that's open, they move it. You have bayam to the sugya of stam yain that's to get to goyim. I mean, they get to food.
When they move the wine,
once open, they have a bayah that it's also the wine.
So
someone asked me this past Kumi Friday, they're having a chiloni at the house, and he wants to know she's looking at the wine during Kiddush. She should be machmir for the shloch because we are out the concept. I said, she wants to know she be on this Shabbos get yayin bushel. So because the chiloni is looking at the wine. But that far, you should.
That's open wine.
If it's open, right? The problem.
Close. Why if it's in a bag, it's better.
Even if you're lucky.
In the bag.
Like double knotted inside
the bag. The wine? I'm not sure about that.
Open as an open milk cap on it.
So.
Well, no cap on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has a cap. It's just open.
Okay, fine. Right. I mean, you have a hole inside the core. You have to know what that is also.
It's sealed.
Has to be sealed. Close. Let me define first. The gate to house can be the five issues over here. They discuss the official akum, the cooking itself, the switching over here, the washing dishes, and the wine. Other things they discuss living down over here. Is that when you have a housekeeper live in, you have bayam tzadah sugya v'yichud. That means if you have a boy that's 9 years old and you have a cleaning lady over here, it's also. Yeah, let's see. I said other issues I bring down over here. Because people do not know that. They have it all the time. People have babysitters. Whether you're babysitting your niece and she's 3 years old and you're a yeshiva bachur, it's a yichud. It's also. People have no idea. Babysitting a niece once you're 3 is a problem over here. That's a sixth issue over here. A seventh issue that's constantly getting to bishul. Is that if you have domestic help, they expect to also be served food, so you want to make food for them, it comes yontif. To cook food for going yontif, Lamaisa is also. Be moisa for it. You got to once have a guy came to us, a guy, Willie came over to us in our house, a guy. So he surprised us. But the next time he says he's coming, the Lamaisa is also, can cook for them anything special, to make something special, adding his mutter.
And
what?
And
Chalmoy. And?
Chalmoy.
Nochen Inyun is the idea of Amir Lanofi. People have live-ins. People have going around in general. I once, the first time I gave a shiur on Amir Lanofi, so I went through all the list of Atarim, the Apollos, the Rices, went to be Samech Amir Lanofi. So there's a Rav in the shiur. He came over and told me, you said that the whole shiur incorrect. It was wrong. What? He said, first guy settled for it's Usser. People did not know it's Usser. And over the years, Amir Lanofi. And over the years, I've asked around, people do not know it's Usser, especially in Oshim. They think, you get it going. Everything is mutter. We have live-ins, people tell me, everything goes. Shabbos, no kinds of Shabbos, light, cooking, whatever you want. Go ahead and do whatever you want. You have to know, and a problem, that people do not understand the concept of a meal lucky when the klum apply, and from the first thing you have to know, it's also. Then, you have shvashvash mokha mitzvah, this, that, the other. But first you have to know the concept that's also here. A ninth thing, the storm of Simcha Bonim, or by first that we bring down, it's a concept of people not being mechanech correctly because you get very spoiled. That means I've heard there are people when they get married and they had a live-in. Now they don't have the money. The Shiva guys come to Shiva's mirror to learn a year or two or three. And then I have to pick up my clothing from the floor. I have to clean up from the table. I have to organize things. Let's get some help. And everyone knows that over time that one generation is called luxury. The next generation calls it necessity. That means in Aaron Harnoff, they advertised, even years ago they were advertising, that air conditioning is a necessity. And Lamaisa, over time, it's true, it came out that way. It used to be it's a luxury for one generation, next generation, it's a necessity.
It is.
I said it is. I think over time it is that way. They advertised it 20 years ago when it wasn't that way, but now it is that way. It means Amir, when I was a buffer, did not have air conditioning. Now if there's no air conditioning, then we don't, we'll show up. So things do change, and one of the examples are cleaning ladies, people who did not have them when they grew up. When they get older, they get spoiled by it, and they do not know how to take care of themselves. It's another concept this one bring down. A tenth thing they want to bring down is the baya of tznius. Kidua, even you tell her to be tznius, she doesn't understand the concept, cannot relate to it, doesn't know what that exactly means, and therefore they seem to be very lax, and they sometimes understand the concept that clothing is optional. That's not really something that should be ingrained inside your house over here. Noch a thing, another thing is the idea of ruchnis in the house. They have their own room. Again, I know a lot of people have live-ins, they have their own room. So in their own room, she has her iPhones or a television, whatever she has over there. And she also, you tell her, only her room, fine. Don't bring it out, kids. She walks around with the iPhone anyway. She always walks around. And of course, all the kids want to see it. They know what buttons to play, and what to push, and what to play on. That itself is a problem. And they see things that it's not seen. There's a bayam, it's not a ruchnias. What goes on in the house, in the sviv over here. And then, if you learned all these simanim over here, our whole zman, we're discussing and how we should be marchuk from goyim. That's the last point. Whole bishlakim to be marchuk. Go pasak to be marchuk. The idea of a schar, a sheikher to be marchuk. The whole thing of it, you stay away from goyim. I know a person, a close friend, that he's closer to his living than he is to his parents. And when he came to Israel, the living sent packages all the time, care packages, and the parents, they're busy with life. And now he's married, he has a bunch of kids, and he gets, and this person sends money and care and gets involved, and these guys are going. It's actually a man, this person. But the same thing, if this person is very close, as a shaykhess, and he asks me a bunch of shells, I'm looking to get to this person he has a relationship with. And it's certainly not the concept and idea what Chazal want when going should help. They want them to help, but not to be there as a bond, a relationship you have with them. So these, again, are massive issues. Again, the Eitzes, a lot of them are not that simple. To tell people not to have over time is very hard to say.
In general, you're not so...
Again, to tell people not to have them, it seems to be something that's due to the fact that we have to have two jobs, or people are busy with their careers. Or is it correct that a clean lady should raise the children? Again, you have to judge. In general, they say no, but what's your options? Especially if you're brought up that way. So now, when you get, but now, and you and your wife were brought up that way. Now, not to have it, it's very hard to mechanic yourself, to take care of yourself, when you have at least the means and the money to get one, and everyone around you has, and you have to live like the Jones and the Richardsons. What do you want people to go do? So I'm pointing out the issues. It's not that simple, but they're massive issues. Massive problems, and they lead to bayot, that's certainly clear, and you have to make a dorm 100%. How, when, where, and what, that each one has to ask their own personal rav, how to deal with it in their own situation. That's the bottom line. Fine. Negate to our, particularly negate to food, there seem to be really two points to discuss. This idea of leaving food behind with a guy, and this idea of leaving kelim behind with a guy. two separate questions. That means, let's say they're not cooking. You leave them behind with Caleb. You go away for a couple of hours. They're cleaning your house just with Caleb. There's no food there. They're not made to have lunch, breakfast, or anything. Could you leave them behind with Caleb? So this can be your Amor, and really Mechab, and some Kuvcha base of test, is causing him Goyim with your Kalim. The Mechab is causing sending the Kalim beyond Goy, and the Amor says, as we're doing that way, even the other way, that you leave a Goy in your own house with your Kalim. The warehouse went down with Moshe and Tshuva, the Beis Shorim, or if you want a Beis and Sefer, it's also to have a babysit left behind your house with no one watching it, with the kids sleeping. It's also mitzvah the Kalim Shmoy, not mitzvah the Achila. Again, it's not really a Sugyo, it's intertwined with our Sugyo. Without the sugya mirsas, it's ulcer, and your kalim of vayab is up being treif. If you wait 24 hours, I said you have a baya. Depends on kalim, small or big. You can say our kalim are always the chilin getter of maybe a big because not the dare to cook with it. There are ideas out there, but Moshe and Tshuva Lamaisa comes down. Your kalim on Lamaisa have a baya of being treif. If you wait 24 hours, there's what to be samech on, there's a sex cycle. It may be chalukim big and small, maybe the chaluk where they can cash it, can't cash it, the ties over there, there are chalukim. But the halacha, what says clearly, is it's wrong to do. If it's done, what's halacha of the heaven has its parameters and its klolim. Lamaisa, people lack that knowledge. They leave behind, you have a babysitter, kids are sleeping, there's no mirasas.
No,
you go away and tell them, I'm hiring you to be a babysitter, from 9 to 11, we're going to dinner. The kids are going to be sleeping. They're 2 years old, they're 4 years old. That's a constant thing, happens all the time. There's zero mirsas. What? It's a deal. It's a deal. I've told the person. You have to hire them a certain amount of hours at night to be a babysitter. That's a deal. I'm telling them.
I'm going to be at the dinner until 11 o'clock.
I'm hiring you. I call you up. I hire you for 2 hours. That means a babysitter, right? I'm telling you.
You don't, it doesn't mean I'm paying you for...
Come on. No.
Why are
you hiring me?
What?
Fine. Many times you have someone else hiring
okay,
you.
Okay, listen, let's put it...
You walk in. So
you have to tell the person... You have to tell the person that I told someone to walk in on you. You have to tell them... You have to get a neighbor...
You can't tell me anything as long as it's not my
deal. No. All the way around. You have to tell... If you have to... Other way. If you go away for 2 hours, you have to tell the person I told the neighbor to walk in. That's not true. That's incorrect. If you go away for 2 hours, you have to tell the babysitter I told a neighbor to walk in on you. You have to. If you don't tell that, it's also.
Why? Because you hired the babysitter for 2 hours?
Yeah, because you told I'm going away for 2 hours. It's
if
also.
You said you're going to wait.
No. I hired a babysitter for 2 hours. Also, unless you tell the babysitter that I told the neighbor to walk in. Otherwise, it is also. Kufcha base test. Kufcha base test. That's not how it's doing. Again, if you want, we'll read a motion together in Tshuva. Afterwards, we'll see if I personally say for that. Writes this example, this case over here. We'll discuss it. But again, that is a side point, which is, again, extrapolated from our sugya, but it's not our sugya. We'll get to an Elazman. A massive issue, which will form more negair than our situation. Our situation to get to Eichel has more interim over here. Fine. Negair to. Again, that's again to the Kalim Shavai, again, which is much more common. They get to the Eichel Shavai, the food over here. So, first, the Mamokhnis Indian is a Mishnah and that Samach Tes and Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah over there writes, you leave a goy in the store in the Chanot, over here to the case of a bias, even though your Yoytziv and Nechnas is Mutter. I mean, the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Lashon of Yoytziv and Nechnas is not to be a Yoytziv and Nechnas. The Lashon of the Mishnah is, even though your Yoytziv and Nechnas is Mutter. I mean, the Lashon of the Mishnah is better than B'di Eved. However, it says in the Mishnah, if you tell them to be machlik to a certain shear, machlik with a shear at the Tanakamo and the Mishum Gamliel, in that situation, the mice can be ulcer. What the shear is, either the case will make a hole inside the chavis over here and then seal it and it dries up, or the case take off the magufo and you have to create a new magufo, put it back and seal it on top of it. That's the two zmanim over here. But again, it's like in the Mishnah, even though Yotzev Niklas is mutter. So we have this heter, this concept of Yotzev Niklas. The first question is that idea of Yotzev Niklas l'chadchila or b'di'evet? Come along the Shach and brings down this Mechaber and says, Hamaniach, it sounds like a case of b'di'evet. It's another way. However it goes on this maskon is, it really depends. There are really going to be three shiurim we have to discuss. One is what's considered a short time, what's a long time, or what's above a long time. That's going to be not even at the head of a long time. Three different shiurim. So first says the Shach, if it's Yotzev Niklas, the short time, you come back and forth every 5-10 minutes, the mice is mutter even l'chadchila. Masha'enkin, if it's a long time, then the lach is Yotzev Niklas is only good b'di'evet. And if that's your wish, you tell them not to be there, it's not even Yotzev Niklas. But again, a long time is Niklas to get a b'di'evet. Now, again, once that's a long time, what does it mean, a long time? So the way how the Goyin and Kufa test, or the Aruch HaShulchan over there, and the Sfarim over here, the Malachim bring down, it means a mil. A mil we paskin is 18 minutes. More than 18 minutes, you go away, Yitim Nichnas is only B'dievet. You go away for 20 minutes, you go to the davening, Mice is only a case of B'dievet. It's a case of what? Being clear over here, Yitim Nichnas, it works, but B'dievet. Now, come on. What?
Is that exact 2 minutes more?
It says mil. You want to get involved mil. You're saying, well, she's a mil of 22 and a half minutes.
Well,
I'm saying the mil of 24 minutes. Fine. We go with that law, we pass in 18 minutes. We pass in, we take it on what we have to move off. But here, we pass in 18 minutes. That's our law. You want nobody ever up to 24 minutes? B'shas Tzchak. Anyway, but the Evid's more term. Like Chilu, we 18 minutes. We lock it 18 minutes. Rabbi Forrest writes down 18 minutes. Chalkas B'Yomin writes 18 minutes. They wrote down the number for you, 18, just to make sure you understand what's going on. They write 18 minutes. Why not? They're going to Kufchav Tess. That's the Korn Beis. And really, if you're looking at the Sugi Rashi and Daf Samadal, Rashi says it's Shir's Mil. So, by the way. That they're coming from Rashi. Rashi said that's a Shir Pshan the Mishnah. That's good, they're coming from the Mishnah. Rashi. Fine, but it's Rashi Samuel Dal, they're coming from, and that's the Swarm all give the number of 18. Now there's a Shir above that, what's more that's more than the Zman Rav. So there's a Bach that says, once you don't come ready for a half a day, as if you're out of the parish of even being a Yitzhak and Nichnas. Now the Swarm bring it down, whether it's a Forest, the Chalkus Ben Yomin, they say, you really need to be practical over here. It could be today's day and age that we have cars and we travel back and forth very easily and very common to go do that, maybe half a day will not be out of the parasha. But if over time, the reason is if a guy thinks he's not going to be around anymore, that means I once walked into a store with a certain mashgiach, the head of his own area, and I asked him, where's the mashgiach in the place? You know, you have a place here, where's the. So he said, the truth is, the guy went to Chutz Laretz, I think he said for a week, maybe 2 weeks. So I said, where's the Yitzhak Nichlas? We didn't tell them. So I said, so what do they think? So he says, maybe he's in the machzan, checking things. I ask him, how long do you think he's checking things? They don't know. I mean, if I was the guy, after 2 or 3 days, the guy's not there, that's not a Yitzhak Nichlas anymore. The guy's not again, the Bach says a half a day. The Helps Norman says a Vladi, there's a certain amount that's not a Yitzhak Nichlas anymore. The guy's going to, after a while, realize he's not around. Where they can tell me the last 10 minutes of the day for sure, right? He was not around for the past 3 days. We have another 20 minutes to the day. The guy can think now he's going to show up. You have to have some. The idea is mirsas. The idea is to walk in and out. What? A lot of it is. The question is, these numbers have to work out. Have to work it out. But it's built upon this idea of Yitzhak Nichnas. Yeah, that was the situation that happened to be. You have to know how restaurants are working. Are there other people who are popping in? So there's one guy working there, other people are popping in. Are you also bringing them on the people who are there? That means you have other people. That means the cook is a guy, whatever. But there are, who's the owner? It depends on you being Semichan. That means all the Ashtokhan are Semichan. That's a few of ideas over here.
Rashi says, the mill of Yosef.
Right. That's correct. I mean, they say anything a drop more than a mill. That's correct. That's what Rashi. They say 18 minutes of the Seder, but Yosef is a bayat. It has to be more than a mill. 18 and a half. That's where they're bringing it down. So they give the number 18.
22 and a half.
I said, that's cheated, 22 and a half, the 24. My sir says, husband Yom says Losh of 18. So there seem to be two things. You get Yotiv Nichnas, and the way the husband Yom says, you know, you can tell, when they get to Yichud, right, you tell the neighbor to pop in. So there's an idea when they get to Yichud that you tell the neighbor to pop in. So if you tell a person, me myself, the neighbor will pop in. After being a week or two or three by the place, the neighbor never pops in, you know he's not popping in. That means, example, my father, when they make him a shame to pop into Yichud, after a while they stop giving him the key to be popping in because they don't want he keeps popping in. That's the best thing. He's a good shamer. Mamish walks in and that's the best thing. They don't like it anymore. But that's what you're supposed to do. The neighbors, you give the key in the beginning of the year and supposed to pop in, they haven't seen him in a couple of months. For them to be a shamer or be Yitzhak and Nichnas says that Chalkas Ben Yomin, after a while, it's ridiculous.
Well, once in a blue one, it's fine.
No, they don't. They're coming to you, is it?
If you come, they're not coming to you, is it? It's already enough.
There.
You don't know
that. No. It's not. They're not coming. Again, no one's coming inside. There's no mirsas. They're not coming. So that's the sign to get to Yichud, sign to get to these things. Again, I have my building. People will go away. They give the clean lanes and they say, yeah, I told David, give a key. I've asked the neighbor, you ever gone in? No. That's not the Chalasugir mirsas. That's not the Yer Tzvi Nechta. That's one over the Yevet, two from all ideas. Fine. So fine. We have first. We have the deal. We have same again. Same. Article Kalim. Should be the same. Same concept. The Shir might be different. The same concept.
What about mirzis for Bailei Eir? So
Bailei Be'ir is a big tumult. Most a lot of places can go as long as it's possible. No, we do not need that. You're actually going to comment. That means as long as you're in the city and it's possible, that's enough of my Bailei. And some would say even, or they even say not possible. They'll say even more likely it's not possible. But that's what Chanush said, not possible. But we go, as long as it's possible, that's enough. Why? She's more worried about her husband, which is a Chiddush, Maskim. People want to know how it works in Metzias. But she's more worried about her husband. So that probably has a separate answer. So again, number one, you have a girl left you in your house, in the gear to the sugya of the Eichel, which is our sugya of here. The Loch is the first thing said the Mechaber, we have a head of Yitzhiv and Nechnas. It comes out being practically stomach upon that. If it's more than this amount of 18 minutes or 24 minutes, the Maisei cannot be stomach upon the Lechatchilo. Why? Fine. So what's your next answer? So come with the Mechaber, I need a second sugya. The Gemara of Azor Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara brings down that the Mokum Sur, that what the Yidden would do, that in the same pot, the same area they put the Goy's pot and the Yisrael's pot, and there is one next to another one, and the Chazal were not Choshish. They left it as is. Now, what were not Choshish about? What were they not worried about? The Gemara has three Pshat of what that meant. The Bai, Rov, and Ravo. Abai, what he says, we're not choshish that the Goyim has his boss the Velo, Yisrael has boss the Shkuto, we're not choshish maybe when he turned his back around, they switched it. We're not choshish. Come along twice with us and he is moistened to that. What do we mean not choshish? So it says over here, because in the case of Bishlam, you're going to gain out of it, once in the case of Chusha, the case of Shemeno, Beseda, there's what to be choshish for. Mash Enkin, when they're both Shemeno's over here, they're both the same amount over here, to be mashal klai yisrael, are we choshish the Goyim will get you just to get you? So Taisus, just to get you, we're not choshish. Moraya, a sugi we learned already by the idea of moraisa. By moraisa, the Gemara over there says that you have moraisa with choshish, maybe you put wine inside. Said the Gemara, the maisa, when it came to this port, it was choshish. What about when they're traveling? Because moraisa, when it was by itself, by one barrel is one zuz, yain was four zuz in the other area, the wine is more expensive, 400% more than the case of the moraisa over here. Therefore, we're not choshish. Now, just to bring out the point of 400%, some people are trying to tell me the gates of the Sugya of Chol Yisrael, it was so ridiculous a price, the Maisa person who maybe can be making literally the Moshe's head of Yedir. The Moshe came to argue the Prichodosh, which is coming to the Sugya of Maisa. Maisa is a 400% increase going up, and the Moshe, no, that's still not enough to Nichol the Gedder of Sugya of Chol Yisrael, still Nichol the Gedder of Chol Akim, that's Maisa also. That's Gemara's case. Again, this 400% increase, and the other mice is not worth it, and therefore, Satoshis, the old time of Cheshish, wouldn't even gain out of it.
Sorry,
that's the Prichadish and the Pesach having an ugly Prichadish situation. That's now, this idea. That's Gemara's case. That's how far. The Gemara's Chol Yisrael makes it different. That's Gemara's case. But we'll get to what you're asking. We'll get to. So come down from Tosfos. If you do not gain out of it, the Mice is no Chash over here. The Rajbos brought down the Bedek Abayis, but also going to your Bays. The Rajbos is the same Yisrael over here. The Rosh, the Randa, the Zerua, Tashbaz, the Koshaidura, they all bring down the same Raya, the same Yisrael. Now, in this Raya, first of all, before we get to your question, I think it was bothering you. First, there are certainly those who will disagree. The Maisa is the Rashi himself brings down Rabbeinu Chananel and discusses what is the het over here by leave a goy, a shivcha, with the apats of Pleshkes and Melchiks. What's the heter? It says either says Rabbeinu Chananel there's a shame over there, or you lock her up in the room. Says the Beis Yosef, that means the Ben Chananel is arguing on the Rash Ben Tosfos. The Ben Chananel says, yes, the goyim are out to get you just to mess you up. And we're choshish to come along to switch. Ben Chananel brought down the Beis Yosef. They're out just to get you. That's Aleph. A second Mamachim came across this. And Sim Kufta Zvav, by the Sugya of Cholom Akim, by Gvina, why is it Osir? We mentioned then 10 reasons why Chazal want to ask the Gvina. We had the Mishnah, we had the Gemara, we had other reasons. The last reason there we mentioned is Rabbeinu Shmuel and the Mordechai. Rabbeinu Shmuel says, you know why? Gvina, that even though Gvina is not worth it, because Gvina cannot be made from treif. Still says Rabbeinu Shmuel, because they're out to get you. Says the Moshe Tshuva, according to Rabbeinu Shmuel, saying in the back over there, as well. The Ramah says over there by Gvina, if you do not see Betchilas Chaliva, what's Aloha? Lechatchila, you should not do that, only be the Yevet. Why do you machma Lechatchila? Says the Moshe, you know why? Because the Ramah is being Choshev Rabbeinu Shmuel. So Moshe, that this idea that going out to get you, Ramah saying lechatchil be chosh of that sheet over here. That's the second mamok. There's Rebbeinu Shmuel, a third mamok if you want. There's Rebbeinu Tam, and the Gosh Oshri on the Rosh. When the Rosh says halacha to be meikel, the Gosh Oshri brings down Rebbeinu Tam disagrees. They're going out to get you. So first we have machlokes yishayim. Are we chosh is going? We're going to put in treif just to make sure it's treif, just to make sure you klaisel over various.
Rebbeinu Tam is machmir aware, but.
Tam disagrees with the Rosh. That's the Re in Tosfos. You left your base, and it's the Re. This is Rebbeinu Tam. They might be related, but they're not the same people. So fine. So we have a Machlokes Rishonim clearly. However, Roiv Paiskin, Aloch Lamaisa Paskin, that we're not Choshe Goyim out to get you. Therefore, Aloch Lamaisa, we have two situations in Shulchan Aruch. We have the Machabes case, and we have the Amor. The Machabes case is when you leave a guy behind in your own house. We're not choshish. Or we have the most case in Siv Bein that brings down the same halacha when he sends it beyond Nochri, also not choshish. Now, if you look at the Rishonim, they're putting the two sugars together because the idea of Moraisa is when he's sending it. Right? And the Bavayis is the Gemara's case. I mean, Gemara, that means the fact that Ramah says one thing is in Bein, Mechav says in Siv Yod, it's better in the same exact sugya, and they're both passing halacha l'maisa l'kula. And they look among the Paiskin that way, Mavosh, Petri Chadosh, Pitoya, Chachmasadim, or Chasholchan, they come along with Paskin, all the Paskin say, Lemais it's mutter. However, once it's mutter now, that we're not Choshes, they're out to get you, once it's mutter now, the question is, what is the Gedarm? Really, three questions. Number one, is the mutter l'adchilo, or Dafka b'dievet? Number two, is this halacha? Let's say there's no Techa, no Hefzid. It's very easy to go do.
Another way from
right, that's number two. And number three is the chiluk, whether it's a basis or a base akum. Those are the three questions that we're going to discuss.
Well, if you know the guy, you need the title.
Fine, that's not. You know the guy out to get you? Fine, something else.
That changes, right?
Yeah. That's, just being, that's using a seichel. Sometimes you have to use a seichel, fine, without quoting things. So first, the gate is an alocha l'chadchilo b'dievet. So you go back to the Rishonim that I quoted, you look in Tosfos, you look in the Rosh, it's very clear it's an even l'chadchilo. That's the case. We let the shivchas in their own house, we're not worried about the no chashash to go get you. It's very clear. And we read the Beis Yosef on the Rashba, he writes, only b'dievet. That means the Beis Yosef means that a machlokes is in this question. We want to be samech on it. The Rishonim that he quotes are arguing if the halacha is l'chadchilo or b'dievet. Tosfos and the Rosh saying even l'chadchilo can be samech upon it. The Rashba saying only b'dievet. He writes in Tshuva, brought down the Beis Yosef, it's going to be base, then only b'dievet. Aloch l'maisel. When Moshe says Ramah is meikel, that's off. It's a base. But yet Kuftezvav says l'chadchilo to be choshish. That means Moshe is passing yes for meikel. He says that. He speaks it out. He says, look, Moshe Tshuva says, I look in the Rashba, it's only b'dievet. He said, that's our most passing over here.
So Ramah
says b'dievet, yes. He's saying.
Ramah says that, or Moshe?
No, Moshe, the words are b'dievet. If you did it right, he says it's more to b'dievet. Don't say to go do it. Don't say to go do this in base.
Can you call between a guy that's making Gvina and he has the Osir Gvinis right there and Shivko that has to go and he'll try to trade up here?
That's not what the Moshe says. You want to say only Chalik?
Yeah.
Believe it. What we shouldn't discuss over here. So first that means that this halacha again to be semich upon it, and look at the Chalik Binyamin. He began also the Machlokes Yishonim, and the end of anyway Kam Kekulim happened out of it. He also says a person only makel only b'dievet. So come not to be semich upon this. Number one, to be semich upon it. Aloch l'maiso, the Amor called to Moshe, and again black white Rash, but only b'dievet. Now, you could say a second point. This whole Indian went to be a Mekel. If Dafka went, why should he go do it? He'll lose out of it. He has to go matriach himself to go buy something. He has to go spend money. The way they point out, Moraisas, from what? It costs him money to go get the Jews. 400% will cost him. Let's even know, no terech over here. He said, let's read Rashi. The Gemara says, when you need two simonim by chavis, one simon, one of the cases passed. Then Gemara, by pass, why do you need a simon for? The Gemara says, if you want to switch it from Mechidim to Sarim to Bali to wheat, I'll see it. If it goes from hot to cold, the mice will see it. And the mice is the same thing. Same thing to the Gemara. Therefore, one simon of the mice is enough, you cannot matriach to make a ziyuf over there. It says, Rashi, not matriach, you know why? Because he has no revoch out of it. He gains nothing out of it. Therefore, one simon is enough, because he gains nothing out of it. Says Marit and Shuva, we see Rashi, when he gained nothing out of it, one simon is enough. Because it's very easy. Why do it for? But you need a simon. Otherwise, it's also. Why do you simon for? He's going to gain nothing. It's not Nenem Chalipin. Rashi is the mice. Why is it mutter? Because you have a simon. So black and white Rashi, they point out the saying that you need a simon when there's no Hesed, no Terechel here. And therefore, on the page, you have the Gilim Mashu on the page, he brings down the Marit and Shuvah, coming back from Rashi, he points out, he says, Mavoshi Rashi, that's it's also, it's no Tircha, no Hefzid over here. Kesek don't go this way, or Shtremach and Shuvah goes this way. No, Tais and Rashi is discussing the Rai is coming from The Rai is coming from are only Rai in the case where it's where there's a Revach, there's a loss out of it, there's a Tircha out of it. So, Maisha, our newest place can want to say that to be Makel in a case with no Hefzid, no Revach, well, good, we'll get you, why not? Pavosnished. Atzana Sheni, what you're really saying, the Chagos B'Yom says, read Lumus Yishonim, the Namachal, the sound like Ilu Hathila, with no Revach, no Hefzid. The Chagos B'Yom wants a Taino that, let's think about it for a second. When the Goy is out to go get you, and you don't know about it, why? It takes away, when you want to do Nekoma, and he does not know about it, it's not exactly Nekoma, you don't really get the person. The whole Geshmakai, says the Chagos B'Yom, is what to get a goy to eat isser is when he knows he can eat isser, but if he doesn't know about it, there's no geschmack kind of that. There's no nekom, there's no desire. Why are we going to do it for it? You don't believe him anyway. Right? He's not nemun anyway, even during. The Chabad Yom gets involved with that question over here, but he says, first of all, there's no reason to, there's no swore to get him. The Aruch Hashulchan brings down, a lot of people want to answer Rashi a different way. The Aruch Hashulchan says very similar to Rashi. You're right, he passed away. Rashi does Yochid. That's what Aruch Hashulchan says. One, and the Maaseh, the Pre-Chodesh, the Pre-Toyer, and most Poskim disagree and says it's even a case with not Revach and Hefzid. You read the Rishonim. That's the case in the Gemara, it sounds like, with the Shivcha over here, we have Boser and Yom Kosher. And the Rishonim is saying, of course, the board, the Maaseh is more over here. The third Chiluk, whether it's a Chiluk, whether the base is solo, base Akum. So there's a Daka Chuvah bring down a Perech Mat'arin. He wants to say Daka, the base is solo, base Akum to Machber. And again, it seems that Poskim is not that way. That means we have three questions: when to be some component, when to be negev, be some component only b'di'evet, says Lahav Poskim. But Moshe passed this way. The other question: if it's only not tircha, that has to the Poskim want to be makel. In the case of basically, they also want to be makel. But if you think about it, first let's end off this chelik over here. That means we have no enough in the chalipin. We can makel b'di'evet. We did point out already in last chabur, but let's say he'll have no, but the situation he is, he'll gain out of it. For example, let's say he's traveling, he has no other food, and therefore, even though Be'etzem is not worth for him, but now in this situation, he's hungry, but he wants to take something. That we mentioned then, the Chamsi in this tshuva, it brings down Rashi, the Vadi Chayshish, he'll gain out of it. He's hungry, he wants to eat something. Now, there is a Shlomo Kugel wants to argue and say, let's be make out sex figure. Who says he'll be hungry? And even if he's hungry, who says he'll switch?
Well, why is he hungry to switch it?
Because he's hungry. That's this like he'll gain. The loch is you have to gain out of it. We said gaining is either money. No, either gaining money or it could taste better, or because he's hungry right now. He's like he's
another
hungry.
Pizza store for another 5 miles.
Right, he's traveling. Yeah, we'll get there. So any revach is also you have to whatever the revach is. My speculative form was you have a buy over here. When it comes out back to our sugya, leaving a goy behind, the mechaber says two eitzes. One is Yoytzi v'nichlas, or you don't have enough from the chalipin. Comes out, Yoytzi v'nichlas is man rabbis b'di'evet. The locha of not having enough from chalipin, the Moshe wants to say we pass only b'di'evet, based upon the Rashbo. So how are we left with being Samech leaving Goyim behind? You have no, because you want to go out.
If they're caught, you have to tell me every case.
You have to judge every case of Mishas Chak. It's not my one ground. You have to look at it. So get a Yid, the mitzvah of paying a Yid, and loisolin, that mitzvah, some mitzvahs to raises, or can we even assume that Mitzvah comes with the Evid? I hear, that's your choice. You weigh it.
Sometimes it's not practical. A lot of times,
you pay a person enough money, you can get a babysitter. Trust me.
The
amount that you're paying, again, the place they're going out to, where they're eating, what they're paying for.
$15 an hour in these places.
The place where they're going to.
13
points. Cool. What the Shwam say, once you left, what's the age practically? So, especially today, coming the Imigatshuvo, or Avnevensal, or Kotshani, Chalz Ben Yomin, Al Yaakov, they're all bring down the very simple eight cameras. That means we discuss cameras in the get to Chol Akam. By the Stuk of Chol Akam, you need a Stuk of Re'iyah Mamish. Place one time is not in the Chol Get of Re'iyah. But the get to the Stuk of Mirsas, cameras in Maisa are very good. And therefore today, the cameras are very cheap to put in. they advertise all over. Again, the years ago, when people put them in, it was a chiddush. Now it's mamish. The price, they say, first of all, it's worth it for the nuchta nefesh of the people. Number two, they say it's kedai because you do find things. People have told me things that I've seen their live in the clean laser, maybe they have done, they're blown away, and it does create a mirasas. A guy told me, he has a live-in. I told him, you cannot touch any pots and pans, zero, nothing. You can't get near the kitchen. He says he was watching the video. He watched it, take out a frying pan, make an egg, wash it, put it all away. And then afterwards, they went over, and she showed it to his wife. They went over and she challenged her. She said, I did not do it, not true. She said, I'll swear by, you know, whoever she swears by. So they took out the video and showed it to her. It's like, okay, fine. This is the guy. So I said, do you fire her? It's like, what are we going to do? We need to live in. But he says, so? She said, basically, but now she knows we're seeing it. Kenzai. But I can tell you stories after stories. This is a guy in the Chapura, the Yeshimai.
I think it's right.
Came to me this year, sat down, he came, visited here, and told me a story that just happened. But
do you have to check it?
What? Oh, no, so everyone advises, they say to check it, they all advise you should. A couple of reasons. One, it's had the idea of Mersas. One, it's had, they point out practically, it's very important. Yes, there's a camera right over there. Everyone should know. So some of them, yes, they say the Mir Oitzer, there are a lot of cameras over there. So I asked the guy, are any of them real? So he said I shouldn't tell anybody. But,
Which ones aren't?
That's not what he said. But yeah, you can't get involved with that. Also, Nicholas should go. But again, they're very cheap. They're very cheap today.
And you can check it on your phone.
Yeah, today it's very cheap. And people tell me the thing they see, they do with their kids, whether hurting their children or physically or emotionally or ruchnias or whatever they're doing, it's certainly a correct and hokey if you're forced to have a live-in, because that's your necessity over here. That's what a person should go do.
Even a babysitter,
babysitter, domestic, all these things. Now, babysitter, but etzim again, I really think most of the time you should get a shemitah mitzvah. You get somebody who, anyway, can be sitterized, but if you're stuck, cleaning ladies, people can tell you stories from today till tomorrow. Anyone has cleaning help for a couple of Shabbos or twice a week. And
cameras work?
Yichud, yeah, but it has to be in a place where, again, you have to have cameras all over the place. That means if she goes somewhere and the person's there together, that means either he'll have to be in the camera place or she'll have to be. That means these nanny cameras have to be efficient.
Cover every corner.
Every ear that it could be, right. And just Eitz HaTayva, they'd say also should be efficient, because after a while they learn where the cameras are. Well, at least you should hide them places and tell them they're hidden somewhere. What?
Yes,
you can know. Some of them you might tell where it is. Some of them are saying we have hidden them around. Radek can make very small cameras. You can hide them all over the place. Maybe we should tell that also. You have to tell her? No, you can tell the recording. We don't tell where it's being recorded. Right. Just another case again, leaving food behind. I've heard that in different shuls, who takes care of the shul? So the guy locks up and he opens up. Right? The guy has a key. Certain areas, certain places. He's in charge over here. Now the question over here is, do you have the kiddush for Shabbos? Who's the one with the key and where's the mirasas going on? He's the one who has a key that's in charge of locking up. If no one else wants to take it in, he's the one cleaning up afterwards and taking things away. Is there a baya with the chulin that's left over there? So Oyl Yaakov of Scotchless wrote this question to numerous Paiskim is Manenu. And the Maestro, no one says it's good lachat chilo. That's clear. The question is how bad it is. That's the only shayla.
You can have a special lock in the kitchen.
You can. First is a baya. Then you have to take care of the baya. That means if you left it behind, again, the Abnei Tzal says if you have Tiyas Ayin with the simin, what do you make along? But again, the Shevik also is Shlossi Gersa the Maestro. You have a baya. It's also. But you have Tzirufim. Those want time to, it's only not like a chilul the minchas pri. You can make ideas like a goy could take chulent out and put something back inside. Why be choshesh? Again, the whole Ramah is only a case of the evidence. It's man rab over here. It's only the evidence. Man rab. It's not nem chalif. It's also only the evidence.
He has the key to the building.
You have to take care of the bayot over here. Again, just to be clear, there are people who do not realize that. And again, you want to tell me that the evidence, a bunch of svaras are svaras out there. But it's not the Sugishboy and Vo'i, they point out, common kakulim, they do come out because of the situation. As someone told me over here, that at night there were 6 pots of chulent, the next day there were 7 pots of chulent on the heating up area because the guy forgot to put. And the guy said, no, they delivered it last night, they put it there, and no one delivers that night for a night to chulent. So, yes, there are. Just an example, someone in Chabur told me that happened in the shul. So, right, that was the story?
Charles,
yeah, that's a good question. And then once they discussed it, the question came up. Well, who has a key? Who's in charge of the children? Who's watching it, right? That's the obvious question. Fine. That's Sifyud. Sifyud Aleph. We are building upon the same sugya in the Vayezodaf Yabez, about basically having one pot next to another pot, two kederes, one the bus of Shkutu, one bus of the Velo. So come over the Mechaber and says, the Maaseh, we are not Choshish, you can have a Yid and a Goy standing one next to each other, cooking two different pots, one Shreifetz, one Kosher. No problem. What's there to be Choshish for? It says the Mechaber, we're not Choshish for two things. Number one, we're not Choshish for maybe the Yid turned his back and the Goy switched it. He's right there. And number two, we're not Choshish for the Sugim Nitzaitzis. That's the two things we're not Choshish for. Come over the Mother, Ramah says, Rathchila Yish Lezar. Well, which one? We have two reasons. Came over the Mechaber and says, not to worry about. A Kalam Ramah said, L'chadchila is only b'di'evin, not l'chadchila. So what's pshat in l'chadchila? Is it the first thing, the idea of switching? Or the problem is b'tan l'tzaitzis? So I don't know where the Taz and Shach, they argue this point, black and white. The Taz come along and says, the Bayalvi is not that the Goy can switch it, but das, but you, Yid, you'll take by accident, you have two pots, you don't know which one's treif, which one's kosher, you'll by accident take the wrong one, taking the treif, need something that's treif over here. Look at the Makar for this Indian, is the Mordechai, and the Mordechai says, that's Yisrael. They look the same way. You'll mix up one with another. You'll have the problem. Bichodesh one this way. The Chesiach of the Chavadas and the Kufches. Bring down the Taz. The Lochad B'Tzad. You might mix up the two. The other they point out says the Taz. That's Tafkav. The same Taz says it. Mashing one's boss, one's Chala, one's Gvina, one's Basra. It's clearly defined. You will not have this issue over here. I mean, it's example. I was once in the house. They served the children that Shabbos morning, and it seemed to be there was horse meat inside. Why exactly horse meat? Now, it wasn't a case of cooking one next to another, but basically, there was horse meat in the freezer. A guy came out of Shabbos and says, the children is not enough. He took out the horse meat, dumped it inside. Shabbos morning, the Isha opens up the thing. He's like, what's meat doing inside? There's horse meat inside. So, fine, so it wasn't labeled in the freezer that this is horse meat. But I'm the same idea over here. And the question was really was, a lochel maisa was wrapped in... This is the yeshiva guy who did it. So what is the yeshiva guy do? They don't open it as a plastic. They put a horse meat inside. They dump it in with the plastic.
Why have horse meat in the horse meat?
What's the question? So the shah that went to the Rav in the Yarmish house is that they... Okay, he's not here. So the question really came out, it wasn't done by him. It was done by his... the question really came up that they had the horse meat was wrapped in cellophane a bunch of times. So the question was, is that nichel kli b'tai kli? Because the guy didn't open up all the cellophane, the shiva guy, right? He just dumps it inside. So is that kli b'tai kli that does not go kli right to, there's no right to the cellophane, and therefore went from horse meat to kli, 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 to the children, to live with the children's mortar? But no, since it's all wrapped together, this is all one kli. It'll travel through the plastic out into the children. That was a shiloh.
It's not damp inside?
No, it wasn't. It was all dry. That was happening. We, I don't know if you were there, but some of us were there. That was a shout. The Maaseh of Berkus came out in the gate to that question. He said, maybe went this way, you have to be machmer. But then he said, it will be a couple pieces of cellophane. Maaseh is clearly clean. It won't be a problem over here. But that was the situation. But the Maaseh said, yes, things should be marked clearly defined in people's houses when you have trevets around. This is trevets, this kosher, whether it's side by side, whether it's in the fields over here. They had a cleaning lady they had two adopted kids, and they had a cleaning lady, and the government gave somebody, which is an interesting cleaning lady. They would tell her not to do things, and she said, but I have to. She said, you can't work on Shabbos, but I have to, I need to do these things. And she just partially wouldn't listen. And the question was, if Shiloh was right, that's herself doing it. They tell her you can't wash the floor, and she said, but I need to. So that's the question. So go wash the floor in the hallway. Interesting question. She's an interesting person. Right. So she had her horse meat.
For real, she was good.
They deported her. So that's one reason, Mitzad, you have to mix things up. A second reason, Kamal Mashach, he said Mitzad, the Sugin and Tzaitis. They'll spray one to another. The Yavits and Shuvah and the Chalak Alpha goes that way. They will come along the Shach. What's enough to mean the second reason? If it's covered. That means they point out that we have two different reasons over here, and that nafkamin is aloch lamaisa, which reason we chosh for. So they point out the goyim bring down both. The Prima Godim and Simukov Ches, by the Sugirecha brings down Taz and Shach, who might have to worry for both. And they point out like this. So first of all, the idea of maybe you'll mix one with another, that's better than the Mordechai, that's the Mekorah most places can go. Besides the Sugir and the Tzaitzis, whether it's from this Sugir or not, Sadat Pichodosh is not our Sugir. We already have the aloch in Simin Sadakei, that we have two things in one box, milk and fleishik, so you have to make sure they're covered. We discussed in the refrigerator to have things that open side by side. According to the Shulchan Aruch, it's Yesh Lezoi. You should not do that. So says Bir Chodesh, it's not Asukyo. But it's not worse than that case. So also, you have to worry about the Tzaitzis. What's the difference if they're in one box of side by side cooking, one next to another? So therefore, also, everyone agrees you have to worry about the Tzaitzis. The question is Asukyo, not Asukyo. Therefore, the Yad Yehuda, when he brings it down this concept over here, not over here, but in the Simmentatic base, he says, Avad, you have to worry about the Sukyo Tzaitzis. And he says, Avad, if a person can have two different special gas ranges, it has a Kiyam Yuchud, a Machmat al Lavracha. That means this concept of having two different places to go cook, milks and fleshiks, which he's discussing, Avada is a better on Hogar. That means we discussed already, we have numerous gadgets in our home, we have so many things in the house, and not to have a milks and fleshiks gas range. Avada, that's a better on Hogar, what to go do. So when you cook milks and fleshiks, they should not be next to one another, one to one side, one to the other side. Now, people who have two on one side, one on the other side, and they still put both on one side, or both on the side, things have to be worked out over there.
And people have two kettles.
Fine, yeah, the same issue that we worked on. Same issue. What? Which case? No, he's being a Mepharish, yes. He's saying, what are the two saying where? That's the question.
Same range.
Yeah, it's a bad, but it's better to have because people want to cook milk and fleshiks, because they have two different ranges. I mean, a lot of time people have kids cooking an egg, and you have the chicken soup in the back cooking up for a couple of hours. Right? You have the children heating up, you have things. The better thing is to have two different ranges. That's always the better thing. Yes, it's really Yad Yehuda in Russia who had no money in the late 1800s running this. Allah has come 140 years later when we live in Ravkas and we have every gadget in the house and not to have that. Fine. Interesting question. Again, I'm not saying that you're shalaying when you have your okay, we're talking about the people Muncie, right? You know the place Muncie, you heard of it?
Yeah.
There's other places where some people are moving to, I'm not sure why. So fine. So over there they have a lot of grass. No, Vali, you have massive houses in Muncie. Right? You're looking. Are you looking? Are you checking things out? You'll see. You'll get it.
It wasn't built by you. You can't just put a stove top in the middle of nowhere.
Fine. So, again, so a local mice in the Garrett Al Sugar, we have two chashas over here. The Paiskim say you have to worry about both of them, certainly in case of the Hatkhila. Switching over here. Sifya Beis is a loch of leaving a shivcha behind in your house. Now, it sounds like the same thing as Sifya Yod. What's in between Sifya Yod and Sifya Beis? So, the way how the Gain and the Shach over here explains that Peter Rush with the Mamochim that's coming from, or if you want, you can look in the Chalf Pinyamin, there's a self over here. Basically, we have the Sifya Yod, two reasons why to be Mekel. Either it could be Mekel with the Sugya of Yitzhak and Nechnas, or to Mekel, because there's no Rav Ochri, and not having enough from it. The case where the Machab is coming from is a case where the person is going to shul the basic Knesset, says the Shach, that's the Russian Shuvo in the base Yisiv, is going to shul. Therefore, the problem is, they point out that two, in Yom Tov Mekel, each one has an issue. Misad Yisiv and Nechnas, you can be there for a while, right? Davening takes time. So, El Chalami, you can tell me, maybe I'll pop in, we don't know. So, Chachili, you're right, it's Mutter. However, it says the Russian Shuvo, Yesh Lachmer. Yesh Lachmer, you should be choishes, you're right. It could be Nichlan the Klum of Yesh Nichlas, but Yesh Maim, Yesh Lachmer, that's Allah. It's not a sugyo of. Tommy picks. Call it Shul back, forth.
I could, of course, Yesh Nichlas 18 minutes, should be Machmer.
Yeah.
So what should you be Machmer? You should be
Yesh Nichlas
with Klal or less time?
That we make sure this, there is. We'll take care of the issue, however, you take care of it.
The 18 minutes. More is BDS. Hakila's 18 minutes.
Cameras. The second thing is that I'll see a Nakhav Ravach over here. In this case, since the Shivcha in your own house points out the Shach, Yoshav Ravach, either mitzad her, she wants Mashbiach, the Eichel tastes better for her, or mitzad them, because anytime someone cooks something well, oh, it tastes delicious, you always think you're cleaning it or they're really living, but how good the food tastes, she'll want to make it taste better, comes to putting treif inside, because everyone appreciates thank you. Right? Thank you that has a value over here. So for that reason, the Ptua term is Sif Yud. Again, you tell me they don't really apply. The two of them do apply in Sifu Beis. Still, says Mechaba Yesh Lachmer, because you can knock away the bulk of the term. Number one, the idea that stomach is you cannot be around. And number two, Mitzvah Sugya, there is a Ravach over here. But that means again, they point out if you plan to be away for a time, Again, you're going away for 2 hours, you're going to babysitter. This is Mamish the Makor, this is Indian wear, Wati Machmer. This again, hopping on the concept of why it's only a case of a Diabet. That's a second place. We see this area, one from the Shach, one from the Mechab over here. Now, the Mechab here, or the Amoz Mamshit, let's say she did a Kilkel and she messes up what to go do with it. So, come on, there are three statements by the Shibula Leket brought down over here by the Noisa Kalim. First thing the Shibula Leket says, if it's done lahachis, then the loch is you should not give it to go, it should not be eaten. Kamal Vashachan points out, it's not brought down the concept of lahachas over here. So, once a time the word lahachas is Shibuli Lekas Lavdakka, it has to be a case of amazing. If you have a shagig, fine, don't punish her. Accident. You know what she's doing. But in case of amazing, Maisa, the loch is not to give her what to go eat. And therefore, lahachas is Lavdakka. That's a shak. Bichodesh, Menachas Yaakov, Chabazod, Baruch Hashulchan, Numas Achoinim. I'll tell Hashem, we'll get the Pesach Shuvah. That being that first promotion is a snapshot. Let's first get the second Shibuli Leket. Second Shibuli Leket says, the Leket applies whether to that Goy, to all Goyim. Maisei, read Ramah, the Moshe says, Ein Lachil to Oysa, to her. Zafka to that Goy. Again, Kamlung Vashach, according to the Torah's Chat, this is Lav Dafka, means all Goyim. Again, Pichonish, Pitorah, Arch Shukun went this way. But again, the two statements for the Shibuli Leket point out, the Shibuli Leket says, it's Lahachas, and all Goyim. And the Ramah says the case over here is even lav dafka lachas, it's been mazed and dafka to that goy. I mean, the two chalukim in the Ramah, verse of the Shibuli Leket says, come on the Pesach Tshuva and being done to us from Moshe, once time that everything's dafka. The Shibuli Leket took lachas, once lachas is doing to go get you, that's all goyim. Masha Enki the Ramah, when he switched it, once it's been mazed, he's doing it for her own or no. Well, if you then for her own or no, she's not getting out of it, she's not getting her own rotzen. If it's lahachis, then it's all goyim. But it's lanosa, what is it doing? Because she gains out of it. I'm not going to go give it to her. She did not get what she wanted. The chanam for other girl might say mutter. Let me say, answer both to Yukim. First, Moshe says, that's why he switched 2 points. So I'm over here. Lanosa means dafka to her. Mashing lahachis means to everybody. They do point out, Maisa, can you go sell or not? So again, the Pasha is not also by no. The Beis Hillel says in the Kuv Chavdala, the Minchas Yaakov, what else being done, you can't sell it. Again, look at the Chok Mazodim, he said even cannot sell it. It's also for everybody, Maisa is still in the garbage. The third statement in the Shmuel, like it says, let's say the Kamlum Negayin says, Lahachis, I put Chelim inside your part over here, I put Shreifis inside. Is he Nemon or not? Kamlum Vashach, being down this Torah's Chas Shmuel, like the Maisa is not Nemon. But Goy is not Nemon. Maisa is not Nemon. Now, if they're coming with that Keshuvah, it brings out the Megodim Chadoshim and says, she shows she's not Nemen, she says it's also, you take it in front of her, eat it right in front of her, and show her, you are meaningless, I do not trust you, what you said is not a Kiyusa. He says, Mamish, do it in front of her, he said, do it, take it right away until you do not believe her. But that Keshuvah brings down the concept. She's not believed. See, you are not believed? No, I'm eating it. They say over a story from Moshe, it's a Koyach, think about it, someone says straight. They say a story from Moshe that he was about to miss out a Kedushin. And the mother leaned over and says, just no, I'm Zama, the kids and mom's over here. Moshe turns to the mother and says, you're not Nemon, and start making the bracha, the Sadaka Dushan. Yeah, that's a massive correction. Most people at least will think about it for 10 minutes or at least ask, call something. That's halacha, that's a fact, as it is, not Nemon, the Sadaka Dushan. So, same thing, Maisa, you're not Nemon, good food, thank you.
Look at this picture.
Oh, no, yeah, if we have cameras, I mean something else. 100%. However, the place can bring down two cases you have to discuss. This is a case where he comes over and tells you, haha, I put a chilev inside. Let's say no. Some you haven't given take, because Messiah could be too much.
Why should you check the cameras? Because what? They face you instead?
No, absolutely right.
Absolutely right. 100%. Why are you busy with it?
Absolutely right, even the person that named was absolutely right.
By revelation,
it
wasn't
absolutely right. The aspect was absolutely right. No, that's exactly. Wait. The cloud, the absolutely right. Is the halacha absolutely bekal? You have to bevar it.
Bekal.
That means the gemara psachim daftalim. Al says it might not be the case over there is the gemara daftalim psachim says a guy you went to the house from a person one of his chesed bodek chesed in the bodek. The halacha is you have to go call the guy and ask him he did a bdika. Are you ready? You went to the house. You have to go call him. Go ask him. Go find out. It's very simple to go do. Therefore, the chum say absolutely bekal is not pshat. Machloikis, but one of the main ways they learn it is not pshat is a sophic and go bevar it. In Nishkin Sofik, I close my eyes. I'm not going to open them. You know why? It might be kosher treif. After chazaka, just open your eyes. Go see what it is. It's not. It's a Sofik and a mimavar. When it's very simple, it's not a Sofik. Just open your eyes.
But where was Nela b'chal Sofik over here?
She tells you. Chaylev, she put chaylev inside. I said, the pass out, put something inside.
He says, this thing right here.
This thing. I
put it in. We don't hear you. We don't see you. We don't. You're not
trained for it. I disagree. That's it. Open your eyes. That's it. Put the video. That's open your eyes. It's mama's case. Push play. Get your kids to watch. Tell your 9-year-old kid to go watch it. Not two cases, Gus. What about the love in the case with Sil Fi Tumai? I mean, you know Sil Fi Tumai is either named by the rice, by Ishabul Vad, or by case through Abolans. And that's the whole Tumai when you start off Isser Heter, the first Shach and Taz over here on Sif Aleph, one in the world is Sugur Kfelo. Fine. So the clone is basically either the Abolan or Ishabul Vad. The question over here is, they were discussing Lukula. You say Sil Fi Tumai Lukumra. So there is a Chinuch Beis Yehuda. A few years ago, he came up with this. Well, we're same upon the guy, Lakula, so in the case of Lachumra, Basil Vitumai, nice to be Machmer. I tell us, you need the Master Moshe also a few hundred years ago. He says, well, we have a heter of Haim Amu Behaim Amu, Chazal says, Ostra upon them. They came up with Basil Vitumai, we're Nemen Lakula. We see nowhere Basil Vitumai in the case of Lachumra. The Master Bach and Chuba discussed it at the end of Sarachian. That Keshuvah means that has two, he had machlokes over the pre-tire, Rebbe Chadosh, machlokes about it. That means you have one question, Mesirch Vitumai, is it going to be or not? And the interesting Shikal Das question, we find nowhere Mesirch Vitumai Lechumra. That's really the main child over here. The second thing they discuss over here, let's say you know, the person's believed. You know, for example, this person you have in your house, you trust her with the luminous things, with your money, your schayr, everything, you trust him. You know, you believe this person. If you believe the person, not Sami walks in another Chalib. You believe the person. Can you go eat it or not? Not Masil Vitumai. Says Aruch Hashem, do you believe the person? Then you believe him. That's also. Right. Lukula and Lachumra? No. Lachumra. Lachumra. Lachumra.
What about Lukula?
The Gabi Gamar and Dara.
How do you have Lukula? What do you mean? No, why not?
Any tier of Lukula, no more.
No, but the guy walks in and says this thing is kosher. No, you don't believe him.
No.
No, but
that's the Lachumra. Right?
Yeah, in the English book, he starts off and says, you have to understand, he says, you trust him for all your, for everything you want, all your mumness, all your gashmis. So why do I not trusting him for the kitchen? So he says, because we don't have the same values. He says, for example, and it's true, I feel if you were working in a place where a guy has all these voodoo things, and you know, and you yourself, like, you do whatever he tells you to go do. Let's say you run out, say, you do this, do that, because all voodoo is garbage, all nothing. It's meaningless. It's the same, that's your right over there, right? Let's say you saw us working by a guy, and he has all these jewels in the club, Gidam, without voodoo, without, you know. Hocus pocus. Fine, so you follow all the rules, because you work with him. Maisa, let's say some of the rules you can't go do. It's all voodoo anyway, it's all garbage. You'll mess things up. I see in the gear to health, not to have any sugar or any salt in your food. Yeah, a little bit, tastes better.
A little milk,
right? Just a little bit. So let's say you're allergic, people always add in a little bit, because a little bit means nothing. And the guy will do the same thing. Yeah, it's fine, but it tastes a little better. Some butter inside your soup. Fine. They'll just put it a little bit because they don't have the same values as you. So even though you trust them with your money, because the money they understand, the chos they don't understand, ruchis they don't understand. Therefore, they're not trustworthy. But let's say they tell lechumro, echanam is not sure. Do you believe them? Might be chosh lechumro over here. Sif Yud Gimel is the.
What's the name of the mummer in your kitchen?
Mummer's a guy. Mum is a mamish guy. No, mamish.
No, he's asking the back. Lahakis, shaylis.
Alfahakis? Also, he's a guy. If you believe him, you believe him. Don't believe him. He's a guy. Yeah, usually when it means lahakis.
He's worse.
No, he's a guy. That means usually when the cleaning lady is saying, I made put a tray inside, usually she's doing it without anger. That's when you don't believe her. That means, not she went over to you, I put in a tray. That's usually when you do believe her. The case is sometimes, you know, people have lived in are run-ins with them a lot of times. And then she says, yeah, she says, no, I put tray inside your food, it's in the children right now. That's when you look for when the halacha is take it out and eat it in front of her.
So
not in
the
case,
it's in the made-up case of the airplane. So,
that's the difference between that sound and what's the sound and
the
sound and
the
sound
and the
sound
and the sound.
There is anyway. I love Hishavet anyway. 100%.
Afterwards, I switched it. See, you were saved. Whatever.
If there is an, I mean, you have to think about it. Do you believe they switched it?
I don't know the guy.
If a guy tells you I switched it, if a guy next to you on the airplane says I switched it, what would it go through your mind? If you're a betting man, you have to bet odds. What odds would he give? I would bet he's. If he told you, he said he did it, I would bet he switched. If I was a betting man, I would say he switched.
But
Why did the guy next to me say,
I heard the story that he was Nana, and he wanted to taste kosher meat.
That's the family. Okay, the way the Olam says over the story is you want, like he's saying, is that he wants to taste the kosher food. Right, he said he had a reason to go do it. He says, "No, I want to taste it." And he did. That's what. That's switching is yet to people around. Luckily, it's
the
more.
Makes it
what?
The master makes it usher.
I hear why yes.
Where do we find that?
Because again, the Rosh Hashanah, if you believe the person in this situation, they should believe the person.
I'm saying all these cases.
No, a lot of times you don't believe it. Again, I said the reason most of the cases were saying not to believe the maid, she began to fight with her, and she said, "I trade up all your kalim." Those cases you tell that's a classic example. How many times they've told when you get in a fight, you just know I portray this and they say that, and afterwards you stop. Again, our Choshulman said if you believe the person. Again, our Choshulman writes if you're doing it, there strike on the common monopoly. There is Vadois, you think I'm being moida, come over, you should just know. Again, a cleaning lady comes home and says, "You should know by accident I did this and this." Again, if they, Sivu Gimel, the case where you left a fuss behind, basically you had a fuss to make cheese over here that has the symbol of the yid on top of it. So if you left it behind, maybe the guy made his own cheese and put the same fuss. And when to go use it? Mechaber might say not choshish for him to go do it, because maybe it could go tell. Mashing the Ramah said to be choshish left on top of the cheese. But perhaps it can't be mekel. That's if you give up. Now just to end up with two cases over here.
It's supposed to
ring
or a stamp.
The whole mold. Now just to end up with two cases. One, the Dakshuva is an interesting case, quoting a Shlomo Kluger, that let's say I want to send Trafis to another yid, you ask Trafis. What? Horse meat. Wants one yid to another yid. So no problem. I'm going to send it with the Yisrael that's kosher to switch it. Do I have to tell him that's Traf? Because what happened? He's not supposed to switch it. The guy is receiving knows it's Traf. I'm sending Traf. Do I have to put Simonim, two Simonim on Traf meat?
What are you worried about?
He's kosher to switch it.
So what?
He's going to take it. I think it's kosher.
No. Oh, so do you need to tell him that it's true? What do you tell the shvi? Tell the
shvi. What do you do with it?
Tell him and put some money on it. He'll eat himself. Do whatever he wants.
You tell the shvi that it's true.
I'm not gonna tell again. Do I have to go do that? Or not? Right. The look is when I send Trafis with a soul kosher. Interesting question. Do I have to put some money or tell the shvi that it's true? Oh, that's the question. Do you say Alitene Rosh Lamos? Or Maisi Nafi Rosh yet? You will be.
He's
a Choshev, but for this, of course you go do it. That's the Daki Shuv over here. The Maisi Daki Shuv, as far as I see the Maskon is, Maisi, you have to put two Simonim on this thing.
Why?
On the Choshev that tell me it's Traif. So you shouldn't switch it.
That's
the thing I
know you worried about.
They'll take it, they'll eat it. That's a favor.
Why is that your problem?
That's one interesting case.
One second, that means Choshev Ben Otam Lechumro. Because
you
said no. Because why need two?
You saw chosher. One of the two. Everyone says two. Everyone says two. But everyone says you need two, right? Only question by goy maybe one's enough. By chosher, everyone says you need two.
That's Rebbeinu
Tam. But everyone says two by yisrael chosher. By question by goy. A second case over here. The Shevet calls here the Shuvah Nechel Gimel about a certain yeshiva who makes food in his kitchen, and then sends it on a driver to me a bracha, let's say, or they don't go to. Send the food all around different places, Beit Shemesh, or to Shuafat food. So the driver and the people they're sending it with, was it me? Who's the drivers? Shemitah Mitzvahs? No. So the question discusses, can you, yeshivas, make food, have cooked food, and send it without simonim? Massive pots, massive trays. So over here, you can tell me when it goes from the Merkazi to Beit Yishayahu or Beit Shalom, whoever the food is. So you see it every day being shuffled along, and there's a Yitzhak necklace, and everyone's around the Seder. One thing. And everyone's Yitzhak all around the Seder. But they send it to Rockville. Right? They send it all around. What?
It's
in a truck that they're sending it.
What? And that guy wasn't in his agola. It's Mavirab.
So, right, so the Kamal Sheva Kosi is a question, can you do that lechatchilo? A Vadi can maybe make you video. Can you do lechatchilo? Is there what, can Yeshiva do such a thing? Send things without someone to heat or cook, send them places? So he says, first of all, the idea that a goy to take from something from a voshel and put back something from a voshel, not shkiach. He makes one to two from it, not shkiach. It's one thing to steal a thing that's cold, that's not mavoshel, but a guy to what? He can take something from mavoshel and go buy tray from mavoshel, put back inside. Not shchiach. Number one, it's like ain't a nem chlipa we're not chosh for. So the idea is not it's a tircho we're not chosh for. Also, that's a not a common thing. Number one. Number two, he says over here, when you have these massive pots and trays, if they can take, they can take. They're not gonna put something back. You don't know how much. You know, you send these massive things over here. There's tons of chicken. I assume that no one's been counting what sent the schnitzel, the 2,000 pieces of schnitzel being sent. No one's counting exactly when they get it. So therefore he says, if I'll take, I'll take. It won't switch. Balbatish. Number three, he gets involved with, I had the mavar of Rabin, which he himself points out, which we already mentioned the last time, the Beis Shloimeh says, in Rakevet, you have no head to mavar de Rabin. He wants mechabit in the case of a Rakevet versus a car, which he himself says, Tzarechiyah, but he wants to tell you that a car is better than a Rakevet. Which again, the Chazal Shlomo says not that way. Ayin Shom.
Kitchen.
Himself the Tzarechin, and then he said he went to Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman said, "Ma'isi, you have nochets here from here. That the guy who's a driver over here, this is an Uman, but not going to lose Parnas over here. I mean, it's not these four reasons over here. The Chachila can go do it. The Chachila. So we have true. Shev Kolsim Shlomo Zalman said the Chachila for these ideas over here. There's no problem. Now, if you're a yeshiva who ibn Ma'isis everything five times." Avad is a man welcome. What to be choishin for? And maybe say ma'or the Indian and a point over here and go over to that whoever's in charge of the yeshiva. I don't know who's in charge. No one. So maybe you should talk to mashgiach of the yeshiva and ask him: is there an Indian over here to make simonim, tape things up two times over here, or everything? Everything is wrapped with simonim. Clear everything.
With the yeshiva tape.
As far as I see, they wrap around. But you put your hand through and get things. I see and get things.
You saw it in the truck?
I didn't see the truck. I see when they but I assume the truck is the same way. I assume also the truck is even less. Because here, you see things flip. Everything is mamash sealed well? You told them? And you told them the Zemir sauce? You told the guy. Tell the guy. I know. They place tape, sell the cell phone. Again, maybe you should tell the drivers. Count. Maybe you should make some Zemir sauce. Maybe. Or my sister calls him. He says, I'm going to kill his motor. But that's Mamash Hashem over here. Our sugyo. And it's more than any over here. Fine. Bez Hashem. We just finished a couple of simonim over here. It's going to be a test in 10 days. That means Chazara on this Sunday on Simon Kuf Dezvov and Kuf Dezayin Agam Tzayim. Chazara on Wednesday and Kuf Yizayin and Kuf Yidches. The Sunday afterwards there will be a test.
You're talking about
Slocha Rabba, and you're saying that Ari is
Ari tomorrow.
Chazara, you mean Bashir?
Yeah.
And then Sunday
Slocha.
According to the